Well, in December, the governor signed some very important energy legislation that not only represented a paradigm in what compromise can accomplish, but it seems to have been very well received by virtually all parties involved, from the utilities to environmental groups. Here to give us some of the details is Sally Talberg, who chairs the Michigan Public Service Commission. Sally, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with a little bit on, to remind our listeners, what does the Michigan Public Service Commission do?
Well, the Michigan Public Service Commission is the governmental body charged with protecting the public by ensuring safe, reliable energy and telecommunication services at reasonable rates.
So this energy legislation, obviously something you watched with great interest, right in your wheelhouse. Tell us a little bit about how that evolved and what it's going to mean to our listeners.
Well, as you mentioned, it did take a while to get there. There was a lot of difficult issues that the legislature worked through over the course of really a couple of years. And we at the commission are just very appreciative of the commitment by the legislature and the governor to get this done last year. I think there was a strong foundation and really reached compromise. As you mentioned, there was broad support across the political spectrum. We saw utilities and their competitors, alternative suppliers, finding compromise, environmental and business groups finding common ground, as well as labor and management. So I think across the board, it was a good final product that's going to position us to be successful in the future.
Sally, some of the major pillars of this new legislation, I know one of the big ones is energy conservation, energy efficiency.
Yes, the legislation continues the progress we've made on reducing energy waste through programs that the utilities offer. This helps homes and businesses reduce the cost to install insulation, put in new lighting, changing out motors, and other efforts that can be done to reduce the amount we use, which is really the cheapest and most environmentally protective approach to meeting our energy needs.
The governor, and you know that, has been consistent in his championing of conservation and efficiency. It's not all about the creation of renewables and all that sort of a thing, but energy efficiency, the energy we don't use, is the best way to save energy.
That's right. It really was a cornerstone of the governor's policy platform and played a central role in this new legislation. So we can evaluate all types of different ways to meet our energy needs, whether that's new natural gas facilities, renewable energy like solar or wind, as well as just cutting energy waste. And it did address some of the barriers to pursuing additional investments in energy waste reduction. We saw with the programs that have been in place since 2009, there are about $5 billion in savings that will result from those efforts to date.
Yeah, that's huge.
So we know, yeah, every dollar that's invested by the utilities in these programs returns at least $4 for consumers.
Well, another provision, Michigan hit its 10% renewable energy portfolio standard, but this new legislation ramps that up a little further. Tell us about that.
The new legislation continues a renewable portfolio standard that was put in place in 2008. It expands it to meet 15% of our energy needs from renewable energy by 2021.
And the utility companies are comfortable with that. I mean, a lot of them are moving towards that 15%. We've had several on this show already.
That's right. We have really seen the cost of renewable energy decline significantly. The utilities were already making investments that were approved by the commission to go beyond the 10%. A lot of this has been wind energy that can help diversify our resource base. It doesn't have fuel costs, so it can provide benefits to the system.
We're talking about Michigan's new energy legislation with Sally Talberg, who chairs the Michigan Public Service Commission. There's one area that a lot of people may not be familiar with that was part of the legislation, and at one point it might have been something that would have actually brought the legislation down, but it didn't. That's something called net metering. For our listeners, what is net metering and what was the issue?
Well, under our current laws, customers, a certain up to 1% of the customer base of the utilities are able to install solar at their home or other renewable energy on the actual home or business, and then be able to get a credit for when they're producing extra, putting it back on the system. And there was a big debate between environmental groups and others wanting to see advancement of solar installations such as this, and also trying to figure out how to make sure that the pricing is fair for customers and for you know, all customers.
These meters then that are installed on homes actually will credit back. They'll run in reverse when your solar array or your wind turbine in the backyard is producing energy in excess of what you need. Is that correct?
That's correct. And it allows customers to have their own generation on site to help meet their needs, but still have access to the utility system when they don't have enough, when the wind isn't blowing or the sun isn't shining to produce enough electricity.
Now, some states I know have virtually no limit. Each state has a little bit of a different net metering criteria, it appears. Michigan, 150, is that kilowatt hours? Is that our threshold? Am I reading this chart wrong? I mean, where do we compare to other states in terms of the amount of net metering that we can do?
Well, about 1% overall of the customer base from individual, you know, so it's utility specific.
Okay.
1% can be eligible.
So 1% of consumers.
Be eligible for net metering. And that's able to take advantage of the pricing under that program. The legislation put in place a new called Distributed Energy Generation Program that will replace the net metering program.
Okay.
And then as part of that, the commission will be conducting a study to determine what sort of pricing for those customers' use of the grid should apply, and then that'll apply thereafter. It'll not be before the middle of 2018.
So will the bottom line for this new legislation be, will it continue to encourage people to use solar arrays, for example, for metering credit? I mean, is that, will it do that, or will it sort of curtail some of this?
I think that we'll work through all the details of this and the final, you know,
so
framework.
Still a work in progress.
It's still a work in progress, but I think there is a real potential with, we're seeing declining costs of the technology. There's still tax credits available and other opportunities where customers can still take advantage of this resource like solar energy.
As I was searching your webpage, it's amazing how many things just happened with you folks in the month of December. That was a very busy month. One thing that you have that I was not aware of, you call it 211. It's an abbreviated phone number that connects people with information and resources. Tell us a little bit about 211.
Well, 211 is a statewide, now it's statewide, recently just in December, St. Clair County joined, allowing customers from across the state to call a simple number, 211, to access community services, health and human services. One thing that ties directly to energy is that we've found this to be the number one reason for people's calls, but help with utility bills so you can get assistance and get connected to a provider that can help.
Okay.
There's, you know, specific grants that the Michigan Agency for Energy issues to these different entities, whether it's Salvation Army or others, that can provide help for customers, particularly during the winter time.
So the energy component is just one component of the type of database that this provides.
That's correct. There's other social services and really just a resource for customers to get help.
And St. Clair County was so that made it statewide when St. Clair County came on board. Well, I'm from that neck of the woods. Good for them. Too bad that they took so long, but they're there now.
It's great that it's a statewide resource.
There have been issues, I don't need to tell you, in the Upper Peninsula with availability of electricity and power, and also the cost of that electricity and power. The Michigan Public Service Commission has approved a settlement agreement that's going to in all likelihood, alleviate some of those problems in the UP. Tell us about the agreement and what it's going to mean for the folks in the Upper Peninsula.
Well, as you mentioned, the commission approved the creation of a new Michigan-only utility that's going to serve, it's about 40,000 customers. Some are natural gas, and the majority are electric customers that were under the umbrella of the utility WEPCO and Wisconsin Public Service. This provides an opportunity to, as part of the agreement, to pursue new natural gas generation that will serve kind of as a cornerstone for providing power in the UP going forward. There's an older coal-fired power plant that's slated to close in the 2020 timeframe, so the proposal is to have this new gas generation replace that and meet the needs of the customers. There's really diverse customer base in the Upper Peninsula, from mining facilities that use large amounts of electricity, as well as residential.
Well, your excellent information specialist, Judy Palnow, was telling me that this is the first new utility in Michigan since 1984, last time the Tigers won the World Series. Another thing, again, very busy month of December. I know you're busy all the time, but a contract that you approved, speaking of alternative energy, between DTE and the Pine River Wind Engineering Company to build a new wind park.
Yes, this is part of the renewable portfolio standard that is in place, where the utilities are pursuing investments in renewable energy. And in this case, it allows them to expand that footprint and serve customers with zero emission electricity from
the wind. And this will all count towards the new renewable portfolio standard.
It will,
obviously.
Yes.
Sally, one thing that, and I'm talking with Sally Talberg, who chairs the Michigan Public Service Commission, you mentioned one of your responsibilities is telecommunications. There's been forever talk about the underserved and the well-served when it comes to broadband, for example. Michigan has always been as part of that discussion. Challenges for 2017, increasing broadband to some of those areas in Michigan that may not have it now, where does that stand?
Well, we continue to monitor the availability and access to broadband services across the state, and we are seeing investments to continue to expand access, harder reach areas. We're seeing that broadband is really an essential service, whether it's education, kids needing to do their homework, accessing different resources online, as well as healthcare, education, government services and business. So this is an important priority for the state of Michigan. The governor's Infrastructure Commission report identified a number of specific goals related to broadband. And so we're going to be focused on that in the coming years to see that to fruition.
Yeah, we have talked about that energy report and some other things that have come out of the, reading through those. I mean, there's very little that one could argue with. The gorilla in the room is always, where's the money going to come from?
That's right. And part of the discussions around broadband and the communications work group to develop those recommendations were to make sure that we're making use of other resources. There's a lot of private investment, but also leveraging the federal dollars that could be available to help keep the cost of this down and make sure we're covering everyone in the state.
Sally, we've got about a minute left. Are there one or two other issues as we look forward to 2017 that you folks are going to be spending a lot of time on?
Well, our big focus is going to be the implementation of these new energy laws.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something we made clear to the legislature as this process went along was that, if the legislature gives us the authority to be able to adapt to our changing world around us, we accept this responsibility and we'll implement programs to make it happen. So we'll be doing studies, a number of proceedings, and engaging stakeholders so we can make informed decisions and implement these new laws successfully.
Well, exciting times not only for Michigan's energy future, but for Michigan's telecommunications future and the interface of the two.
Great, yes.
Well, we hope to have you back on, Sally, as things unfold. We'd like to make this an annual occurrence if we could. I've been talking with Sally Talberg. She chairs the Michigan Public Service Commission, and she did her undergraduate work at Michigan State University.